ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half. They will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Luke Cruz will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into White Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane for the alley-oop layup. Good. White Gilbert with 8 points, 30-21, Mount's home leading as we are 17 seconds into this second half. Ball goes over to Kane on the right side, up top to McFadden, over to Fulton on the left wing, down to Kane on the low block, looks to make a move on Jones for the layup and gets it. Jarquavius Kane with 5 points, 30-23, Mount's home leading at 7:25 left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Jones. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters dribbles to the elbow, goes into the lane, going up for the layup. Good! Colton Peters now double figures with 10 points. 32-23, Mount's only at 7:03 left of the third quarter. Here's Fulton with on the right wing, and an offensive foul, an illegal screen called on Marion McFadden. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Raiders, and their seventh turnover of the night. Jay Campbell's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Charles Moore. 32-23, Mount's home leading as they look to inbound it. Inbound pass goes into Luke Cruz, back to Talon Benton, who gets it across the timeline. Benton takes the screen. Now tries to figure out what goes with it. Now gives it to Peters on the right side. Thought about three. Now throws up top to Cruz. Cruz will drill toward the left side. Gets there on the wing to Benton. Benton will drill down to the corner. Throws his pass up to Jones. Was knocked away. Goes into the backcourt. Chased down by Kane. Steal for Nelson. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Fulton within the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Kevin Fulton now double figures with 11 points. 32-26. Mountain Home on top, 6:20 left of the third quarter. And now an offensive foul. Said White Gilbert used his forearm a little too much. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, and their fifth turnover of the night. Here's Fulton into the front court, dribbles to the right elbow, loses the handle of the ball, ball's loose and stolen by Mountain Home. Here's Talon Benton back the other way. He's going into the lane for the layup, no good. Offensive rebound for Peters. He gives it to Jones in the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel. So the teams exchange turnovers there. 8 for Nelton, 6 for Mountain Home. And now, I'm not sure what the call was, what the issue was there, but they're going, but I think we're okay. 6:03 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 32-26. Fulton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Raiders. Ball goes over to Hanson on the left side. Up top now to McFadden. He gives it to Fulton on the right. Now up top to Moore. Over on the left side it goes to McFadden. McFadden will take the screen, go down into lane, and an offensive foul! A charge call against McFadden. His second personal foul, team foul number two, and their ninth turnover of the night. 5:41 left to play in the third quarter. A 6-point Mountain Home lead as they will have get the ball back. I think Warren got called on Nelton. I'm not sure, but anyways, the inbound pass goes to Gilbert on the sideline. Now Benton has it, brings it across the timeline, throws over to Peters on the left side, back up top to Benton, over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert trying to figure out where to go with it, now gives it up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left side. Now Benton throws up top to Peters, over to Cruz on the right. Down to Benton in the corner. Picks up his dribble, now gives it back to Cruz. Skip pass to Peters on the left wing. Peters throw it up top to Benton. Over to Gilbert on the right. Down to Jones on the low block. Jones loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And that's the seventh turnover against Mount Sullivan. Nelton gets it back with 4:58 left to play in the third quarter. Dawson Tabor's going to check in the game, replacing Matt Jones. A six-point Bomber lead right now. Fulton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Raiders. Drills toward the right side. Now gives up top to McFadden. Over on the left side, it goes to Hamilton. Down to Kane. He's going to be fouled from behind. Dawson Tabor picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers. 4:44 left to play in the third quarter. 32-26, Mount Sullivan leading it. It will be Hamilton inbounding it on the baseline. Gets into Fulton, who immediately puts up the three-pointer on the left side. Good. Kevin Fulton with 14 points. 32-29, Mount Sullivan's lead is cut back to three. A little 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Peters into the front court. He has it on the left side. Now dribbles towards the left elbow. Now gives up top to Benton. Benton goes to the left wing. Now he's going to be fouled. A hand check against Kevin Fulton. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Raiders. 4:21 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Sullivan will inbound it on the far sideline with a three-point lead. Benton will trigger the pass. Gets it to Peters on the low block. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McFadden. And he'll throw it out to Fulton, who quickly brings it into the front court. Fulton will dribble to the free throw line. Now kicks out to Hamilton on the left side. Hamilton will take the screen from Kane. Throws over to Moore on the right corner. Now to McFadden. McFadden's going to drill down into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Peters gets the rebound and back on the Bombers. 3:50 left in the third quarter. Ball goes in the front court to Cruz. He's going to try for the three-pointer on the left wing. Good. And now Mount Sullivan's quickly going to take the timeout as Luke Cruz now has 8 points. We'll break with 3:44 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Nelton 35-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, coming out of the Mountain Home, taking the timeout. This is actually the first timeout either team has called tonight. Bombers lead 35-29 with 3:44 left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass. Fulton will let it roll before he picks up. Once he picks up, that's when the clock starts running. The ball goes over to Campbell on the right side. Up top to Fulton. Fulton will drill toward the left side. Now goes towards the free throw line. Gives it to Campbell on the left wing. Down to Kane outside the paint. And he's going to be fouled by Dawson Tabor. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:31 left to play in the third quarter. Nelton will inbound, trailing by six. Hamilton will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Fulton, who tries for another three in the left corner. That one goes as well. Well, Kevin Fulton is dangerous from the arc. He now has 17 points, nine of those here in the third quarter alone. 35-32, Mount Sullivan leading it. 3:17 left in the third quarter. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Gilbert. Finds Cruz cutting toward the corner for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Benton. He goes up with the layup. A little strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hamilton. He throws it quickly into the front court to Anderson. Anderson is going to be called for the... Oh, they're going to get the call of the blocking foul. I thought they were about to call a charge, but it's going to be a blocking foul. So he's not only going to draw the foul, he's going to get credit for the basket. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. So Nathan Anderson with a chance to tie this game up at the free throw line for with the old-fashioned three, and it rolls around and goes in. His first 3 points of the night. It's our second tie of the night, 35 all, less than 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Now throws up top to Cruz. Cruz gives it to Tabor in the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Kane gets the rebound, and back comes Nelson with their chance to take their lead for the first time in a while. And it's... I'm not sure what they're going to call here on this one. They're going to call the offensive foul on Nelson on that one. So Jarquavius Kane is going to pick up his second personal foul, team foul number four against Nelson. And that's their 10th turnover of the night as well. Tabor takes inbound pass, gives it back to Benton. A little over 2.5 minutes left. We're knotted up at 35. Benton across the timeline. Throws it over on the right side to Peters. Up top to Cruz. Cruz will give to Benton on the low block to Peters for the layup. Good. Colton Peters now with 12 points. Mountain Home goes back on top, 37-35. 2:10 left to play in the third quarter. Hamilton into the front court for the Raiders. He'll give it to Fulton, who'll set the offense. Fulton throws over to Hamilton on the left side, down to Kane on the low block. Looking to make another move for a layup. No good, or a jumper that is. And the rebound's controlled by Peters. Good job by Tabor to hold his ground there and play good solid defense. Here's Tabor with the ball on the low block for Mountain Home. Throws a no-look pass to Colton Peters, and he's going to get the basket, and he draws a foul. A good assist by Dawson Tabor, and a good move by Colton Peters to get the basket and draw the contact. 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. That foul is going to be called on Jay Campbell, his first personal foul, team foul number five against Nelson. Dawson Tabor and Talon Bender are going to check out of the game, being replaced by Matt Jones and Hunter Bashirs. So Colton Peters at the line to try to convert the three-point play, and he gets it. He now has 15 points, 40-35, Mountain Home leading. 1:38 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Fulton into the front court, throws it over to Moore, up top to Anderson. Back over to Moore. Now over to Hamilton. Hamilton's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's chased down by Fulton. And Nelson's going to keep possession. He's going to take the screen, go up for another three. That one will not go. And this time Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Bashir's into the front court, throws up top to Gilbert. Over on the right side to Cruz, back to Gilbert. Gilbert is going to be called for the offense foul. They say he used his forearm too much. I think it was like kind of a bit of a sell job on the part of Cortez Hamilton, but that is Gilbert's third personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home, and their eighth turnover of the night. 101 let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 40-35. Fulton will take the inbound pass from Hamilton, bring it into the front court. We take under the final minute. Ball goes over to Hamilton on the right side. Skip pass to Kane at the left elbow. Now he'll give it to Fulton. Fulton's going to dribble toward the left side, pull up for the jumper. Good. Kevin Fulton with 19 points. And a delay of game is going to be called on Nelson. I guess they touched the ball after the basket was made. 44 seconds left. So that's going to be a warning. If Nelson gets called for that again, it will be a technical foul. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Talon Benton. 44 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 40-37, Mountain Home leading it. Hunter Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Talon Benton. It's a full court man for the Bombers. Benton into the front court. Throws it to Bashirs on the left side. Bashirs will try to give it up top to Cruz. Ball's knocked away. Mountain Home's going to keep possession, barely. Now Bashirs has up the top. Now gives it back to Benton. 25 seconds left. Benton has it on the left side. Now throws up top to Jones. Back to Benton. Benton will dribble. Will have it between the circles. He hasn't dribbled yet. 13 seconds left. 8 seconds as Benton dribbles to the left side. Picks up his dribble. His pass to Jones, knocked away and stolen by Fulton. He will kick it to Moore, who tries with a last heave at the buzzer. In and out, no good. But Kane, now the officials are going to talk. Kane was able to go up and dunk it, but I'm not sure if he beat the buzzer with it. So the officials are going to talk about that. They are going to count it, much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd. And boy, Josh Fulcher is hot. Jarquavius Kane now with 7 points, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score after three, Nelton leading Mountain Home, I believe 40-39. We'll start the fourth quarter and Mountain Home leading Nelton 40-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.